Are you wearing the mask now?
Oh, yeah.
You're a good man. We've got a photograph of it here. Graham, tell us what you're wearing.
It's a Leslie Nielsen mask.
If he seems a little muffled, it's because he's wearing a mask, you see. And anyone who rings in and a bit muffled will realise they're ringing in for that. It's a, now, is this a proper Leslie Nielsen mask, or have you cut it out of something?
Well, we found this giant cutout of Leslie Nielsen dumped by some garages.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we rescued it, but the rest of it was in a bit of a poor state, so we just cut the head off.
And what is it affixed by? Some kind of tape?
No, it's just tucked in the top of my T-shirt.
I was just... because you sent us this picture of yourself wearing it, which is... I've never realised the beauty of websites and stuff until now. And that is a fantastic photo of you giving a thumbs up. And to all intents and purposes, that looks like Leslie Nielsen giving us the thumbs up. Now, you're wearing it at the moment, but that's not enough. Already we now know that at least... 3 or 4 of BBC London listeners possess masks. This is all helping with the profile. But you're going to do something for us, aren't you?
Yes, my wife's still asleep in bed. I'm going to go back her up.
Now, the only thing we have to clear here, is your wife prone to expletives when she's suddenly awoken by somebody wearing masks?
I think not.
Well, I mean, we can accept sod, I think. Soppy sod, that'll be all right. We can live with that. But beyond that, it's all over to you, and we don't want to have to repossess your house, as we've done several times to listeners who have overstepped the mark.
3 weeks ago.
Have you got...
Actually, better not wait to test it. I only moved in 3 weeks ago.
Where did you used to live before that?
Not far away, about half a mile away.
That was a right dump, was it?
It was a one-bedroom flat.
Yeah, it was a dump. Okay, now he's got this palatial place where he wanders around wearing masks. Do you think the police may be interested in taking this over? Okay, so off you go. Wake your wife up wearing the Leslie Nielsen mask.
Okay.
The second relative woke this morning.
In the bedroom
door. Honestly, talk. Just let it breathe.
Morning, today. I've come all the way from Hollywood to say, don't call me Shirley.
No, he's over-egged it. She's looking
barely stirring.
Barely stirring. Well, thank you very much indeed for your efforts. That was his ground. I mean, fair dues. He did what he could. And that's all you can do. He's going to feel rotten for the rest of the day. And I think, you know, well, that didn't work. But, you know, it's nothing to do with us. We just gave him the conduit to bring it out to the rest of London. He's going to be sitting there watching the football results later and get this hot flushing. What am I falling on myself like that? And she said, what was you doing this morning? Nothing. No. You didn't used to do that at the old house. It's this house. It's sending you mad.